Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Today we will be talking about Satan tools of temptation. We first like to start off with reading 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 through 17, and it reads as follows. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. In that scripture in verse 16, you can see that the Bible outlines three areas that Satan uses to tempt us to sin. We see it listed the lust of the flesh, and then it listed the lust of the eyes, and it listed the pride of life. One of the most classic examples of sin Satan used all three of these is if we look in the book of Genesis at the very beginning in chapter 3, verse 6, when the serpent tempts Eve to go against God's word. We see that Eve looked upon the fruit and desired the fruit. The Bible tells us, it reads on Genesis chapter 3, 6, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that is the lust of the flesh, she desired that food for her body. Satan will use the lust of the flesh to get us to do things that's not right in God's eyes, and that it was pleasant to the eyes. She was mesmerized by it. She kept looking at it. Even though God had commanded them not to partake of the fruit, she kept looking at the fruit. Simply the lust of the eyes. Folks, if we keep looking at something, it's just a matter of time before we want to touch it and take it and consume it into our lust. The next thing the Bible goes on to say, and a tree desired to make one wise. So guess what? That's the lust. That's the pride of life. And she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her. Boy, I tell you, that's one thing about sin. Sin don't want you to do it by itself. It always wants to get others involved. So we see that Eve took of that fruit and she gave also to her husband. So we see Satan using these tactics to cause sin to come into the world. Another good example of this is if we look in the book of Matthew chapter 4, when the tempter, the wicked one, Satan, tried to tempt Jesus Christ. But at all Jesus' responses was, "It is written." Folks, let me tell you, Satan's job is to tempt you at your weakest moment. The strongest Christian can fall when not at his post and when he's not in God's word. Folks, if we don't get our daily dose of God's word and spending time with him on a regular basis, Satan will tempt us and we will fall. The Bible tells us he's as that roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. We must be on our toes against the wicked one. And this can only happen when we honestly go before God with a broken and a contrite spirit and say, "Lord God, help me today to be what you'll have me to be." And do not let Satan get you with his three ways, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. I pray to you, Christian, today, guard these areas in your life. Satan uses nothing new. He's been using these for all time. Guard them, please, with your life.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.